Now, here's a question for you. Should comedy ever be censored, or is free speech more important? Given the issues raised by the recent controversial Frankie Boyle gig in Belfast, the Belfast Comedy Festival is now having a special debate week about the relationship between comedy and offence. Have comedians the right to joke about whatever they want, no matter who gets offended? That is the issue at stake here. Let's hear from Fionnuala Meredith, and the writer Angela Epstein. Fionnuala, morning to you.
Morning, Enda.
So what do you think?
Well, I think free speech is far too important to be messed about with, and everyone has the right to say what they think, to crack what jokes they want. Okay, some people might find that offensive, but that's not a reason to clamp down and censor people. Once you start going down that road, it's a very dangerous road to go down, because you're basically curtailing people's free speech. And you get too far down that road, you're getting into the kind of East German police, you're getting into the Stasi.
But surely there should be boundaries, Fionnuala. People just can't get up on the stage and stay what they want.
Who decides?
Well, we have boundaries in life. We have hate crime legislation, for instance, where people can't say things.
Oh, you're jumping straight onto hate crime. We're talking about free speech. Now, if someone's going to make a direct threat against someone, well, that's when you get into hate crime territory. But a comedian making a few jokes, that's not a hate crime.
Angela?
Well, I'm afraid I disagree there. While I absolutely applaud our country's very fine tradition of free speech, I think we have to have recourse to the sensitivities of some, and sometimes consider whether what we say and where we say it will somehow fuel the more sort of hateful elements of the way that we live. So, for example, Frankie Boyle, which obviously you led on, being able to make jokes which mock children with disabilities. I mean, highly sensitive subject. He's mocking probably the most vulnerable elements of our society, children and children with challenges in life. What's funny about that? Now, I love to laugh and I love to make a joke, but I also think this idea of comedy giving everybody a get-out-of-jail card for what they want to say. And using
But if people don't like him, Angela, they don't have to go and see him.
One second. Free speech. I think the argument of free speech is also equally dangerous. I'd like to counter what Fionnuala said about Eastern Germany, because if you think about pre-war Germany, where the state allowed free speech and free comedy to be used to fuel anti-Semitism, and that was state-sponsored. So it can work either way. And, you know, you also have to consider your audience. I mean, I'm Jewish, so if I go and see a comedian like Jackie Mason, and he makes lots of fun about the way Jews live, a lot of it a Jewish audience would recognise and we would laugh at. But, you know, somebody else might think, well, is that offensive? So I think there has to be an element of discretion as well about where you say it and what you say it, as opposed to a blanket free one size.
How do you enforce that, Angela? That's the thing. Who gets to decide what's appropriate and suitable and okay for us all to listen to? And who says, well, no, such and such or such and such a person, no, that's not suitable, that's going too far? Who gets to decide? That's what I'm asking. That's a really, really important question. But you start handing it over to groups of people who are particularly offended by, again, we'll use the example of Frankie Boyle, who I should also say I'm no fan of. I think he's what he says is awful, especially the stuff what he said about Down syndrome kids. But having said that, I'm not going to decide on behalf of someone else whether they can go in and hear him or not. That's the whole point. So who gets to decide what's okay and who gets to decide what's not?
Fair point, Angela.
Okay, I agree with that. But what does it say about our society if we say that, we flag up free speech and defend to the death the right for somebody to say something when what they say is so heinous and so unpalatable that the free speech argument still knuckles everything else about what they say? Now, look, we have a judicial process, and I agree, you know, to come straight in and hammer away with the legal argument is quite heavy. But we have existing legislation to prevent the fueling of hate crimes, of inciting racial hatred, etc., etc. And, you know, and that exists. We have libel laws, we have laws about slander, and all of those things ultimately are decided upon on a case-by-case basis at the behest of the discretion of a judge. And if somebody wants to pursue that, then they can, and those elements have to be in place. But I think there's an element of personal...
You're not suggesting that judges should be called in to decide
no.
comedians' acts?
If somebody feels that's how far a comedian has gone, then absolutely yes. But I think before we get to that stage, we have to really put the responsibility with those who have the platform. And it is about having a platform to be able to disseminate their views. So if you look at the comedian's name, which has just gone immediately out of my head, the French comedian who embraces the so-called quenelle, the symbol that that sort of invokes anti-Semitic, the Cornell gesture, which invokes anti-Semitic undertones, mm-hmm. created by the French political, he's an activist as well as a comedian, mm-hmm. Dieudonné. I mean, that, you know, that has created an awful lot of ill feeling and has helped fuel some kind of anti-Semitic feeling in France where there is already a problem. So there is a responsibility with the comedian themselves. And if we as a society say,
let me put that to Fionnuala, because there is a sense sometimes watching comedians, seeing how their acts evolve and change down through the years, and there is that sense that it can be seen as a race to the bottom sometimes.
Sure, but again, either you believe in free speech or you don't. I mean, there's all this qualifying around that. Remember the Je suis Charlie, which was all about supporting free speech in the face of these awful events in Paris? Well, that has been diluted massively. I don't think very many people actually do believe that they are Charlie in the sense that they don't really believe in free speech. They're selective about it. And I hear what Angela's saying about taking personal responsibility. That's something I'm keen on too. But like you're saying, well, comedians should do that. Well, again, how do you enforce that? How do you make them do that? You can't. Either you believe in free speech and people's right to say what they think and joke about what they want, or you don't.
And ultimately, of course, the people decide, because they go along to watch them and listen to them.
Exactly.
Okay. Yes, but then that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So you can have public speakers, you can have comedians, which become very popular either because of their delivery or their content. And just because they're popular, does that mean that somehow gives them, as I said, the get-out-of-jail card, the free pass to say what they want? And I'm sorry to invoke wartime sort of analogies, but you could say that about the Nuremberg rallies in 1933. You could say that about any kind of rallying call.
Angela, we'll have to leave it there. Angela Fionnuala, thank you very much indeed for sharing your thoughts with us on the programme.